Top Talent.
Hello there once again. This is Richie Phillips. This is my podcast. It's called Top Talent. Very simply, it is about talent. Local talent here in the capital region of upstate New York, where this originates from. Maybe national talent that may be coming here or couldn't get here because of the pandemic, but I still wanted to have them on. Or I've kind of expanded this to, once in a while, maybe somebody I find online, some great musician, maybe a national act if I can finally get them on here. It's kind of tough to do that, but every once in a while I stumble upon that as well. So, again, the idea, talent. My name is Richie Phillips, former co-host of a radio show, actually, that I worked on here for 30 years. It was a country station in Albany. It was WGNA. Well, it still is WGNA. I was on for 17 of those years with my partner, Sean McMaster. We were called the Sean and Richie Show. And the show actually won a CMA award in 2000 for the best morning show. It was a national award. We're really proud of that one. We won several broadcasting awards over the years. The show did really well. I retired 5 years ago. Sean is now on another radio station here, which will be explained in the podcast. Now, I have to explain what happened with this thing. This is my original idea. I wanted to have him on because he was always the host and I was always the co-host. I wanted to flip it around. I wanted to be the host, and I am the host of the podcast, and have him on as a guest and interview him. The brainstorm that I had, which did not work out at all, is I was going to start asking him serious questions, probing questions. And every time I start a probing question, the phone would ring. And it would be a former member of our show, because we had kind of an ensemble cast that changed every couple of years. And we had, you know, several people on this. So I got in touch with every one of them. And that's what I wanted. I wanted it to be a smooth thing where they all would call in, ba-doom, 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 like every 10 minutes. But if you heard the original tape, you'll hold your head in your hands, because it did not work out that way. It got so bad that I wasn't even telling you, as you're listening, who these people are. It was just like, hi there, you know. So I'm going to have to cut in here. You're going to hear me once in a while doing the color commentary, and I will explain just a little bit of who they are, just to tie it in and make this thing make some kind of sense. It's a 2.5 hour podcast. I chopped it up into 2 episodes, and if you want to hang in and hear both episodes, I really do believe it's worth hearing, especially if you're a fan of the show from years ago. You'll hear all these people again. They're a great group of people. We loved every single one of them. Without further ado, I hope that explains it a little more. This is my interview with my buddy and my former partner, Sean McMaster, here on
Top Talent.
All right, I'm going to start with my jingle. Here we go.
Take it to the top, to the top, not the bottom of the top, Top Talent.
Yes, sir, and I am with a top talent, my former partner, from 100.9 The Cat. This is hysterical, I think, the fact that I have you as my guest or my co-host.
I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever been a guest on a podcast before. This is a first for me.
Yes. See?
I'm very excited.
I didn't even charge you to do it. I mean, you know.
I would charge you, Richie.
Yeah. Well, I've been getting a lot of people on Facebook. I'm getting a lot of people on Facebook saying this is going to be interesting, and it is. My partner in crime, or my former partner in crime, my best friend Sean McMaster is on the line. Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Now you
I
can,
am here.
You can play sound effects from there. You can play the applause, right?
I can actually. I pressed the wrong one. I pulled the Richie. There we go.
Okay, there it is.
These are very sensitive. Mine are very sensitive.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We got but breathe on that one. It does that sound effect.
Dueling mixers.
But this is great, because if you go like, hey Sean, do you remember that time? We can go back. We can do that.
Now I want your board. See, now I'm jealous.
And then when you tell a joke, I can pump that in, because they're usually not funny.
Yeah, exactly. It boosts them. It definitely boosts them. Now, you know, and when I go out now in public, I miss, you know how much I miss you and everything. I walk around with this, actually.
Sean and Richie!
I have that on my phone.
Very cool.
You know,
I miss that.
Yeah, when I go into a store.
You remember the one?
What's that?
Just do that, and you'll just do that in the store, and people will be like, oh, I know you. You're that Sean guy.
Yeah, I have it on my phone. I even have the original jingle. Our original jingle. Listen.
Good morning, breakfast.
Sean and Richie.
Wow, remember that one?
Yes, yes. And then when we would go out places, people would come up to us and go, Sean and Richie.
That's right. That's right.
Remember?
I should
and
do
it. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I have never been called any other name in mine more than Richie.
When
I go out, people are like, oh, my God, Richie. And I'm like, no, he's the other one.
No, I thought you used to say, there were people who used to come up and go, it was just one of us. Hi, Sean and Richie. I go, no.
Sometimes
Sean's,
they would do that, too.
Yeah, I turn around and go, no, he's not here.
Just me.
Yeah, just you. Just you. So this is cool. And what I like about this is it's uninterrupted time. I mean, I shouldn't totally say that because I am home and I know there's going to be interruptions of some kind, but that usually happens when I do the podcast. But I mean, like the old days on uninterrupted time, there's no commercials, no sponsors.
Right.
I even have no listeners. So, you know, everything's beautiful that way.
Well, I just so you know, I set up in my garage so that it would be uninterrupted.
Oh, okay. Podcast Central isn't your garage.
You're in the basement. I'm in the garage.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Yeah. Our careers are really, really moving, aren't they?
Really, really booming. The only thing that just blows my mind about you is that you scheduled this during an NFL playoff game. And I'm like, that would be what Richie would do.
Well, I talked to Andrea, who has been my partner in crime, to get you on here. And I asked her about that. And she said, the game's in the afternoon. It should be good. So I'm either blaming or giving credit to Andrea. Yeah. Yeah, no,
okay.
I thought about that. I did see that. But I want to start, if I may, with an immense compliment to you. And I don't think I've ever really said this, and I would like to say this on my podcast. For the years that I worked with you, which was what, 17 years?
Yeah, probably.
16, 17 years.
But, a long time.
Exactly. But let me see. I'm hoping I can say this in the way that I mean it. You know, I would always have people come up to me when you and I were working together and go, well, you're the talented one on the show. He just talks.
True.
They used to say that all the time. And the more, and especially now that I do this, I never thought that from the beginning. Let me get that straight. But the more I do this, I want
I want
people to understand how difficult it is. Like I have maybe for want of a better term, a tangible talent. They see me playing the piano and they go, oh, he's got a talent. They see you behind a microphone and they go, well, anybody can talk. But I've never seen anybody like you. And I hearken back to like a really important day when you and I were on the air, like 9/11. I'll never forget it. Mm. How you could just crack a mic and it would be like you had a speechwriter. It's just all in your head. It's all formulated. And there's never been anybody like you. I listen to you on the air now, and I still feel the same way. You just have this unbelievable talent. And I want to ask you, where do you really think that comes from?
Wow, that's a deep question.
I know. I want to start with
where
the deep ones.
Well, I mean, obviously, being the baby of seven kids and, you know, kind of having a sort of a rough upbringing, you know, you just need to learn to express yourself, you know, as clearly and quickly as possible to get what you want.
Yeah, but not many people can do that. I mean, you could also be screaming, too, but you happen to be eloquent. I mean, were you great in English in school?
I've always been a bit of a storyteller, or, you know, talking to people is just, you know, it's like if when you were you went to your guidance counselor in high school, and they're like trying to figure out what major you should do. Every time I took one of those tests or something, it was always I should do something in communication. So.
Wow. Yeah, but you also had.
And I know people. I get people. I watch people. It's another thing. You know, like I also, because of the depression that I've always had, I don't really feel things the same way other people do. I don't get caught up in a lot of emotion. So when things are happening around me, I'm more watching how people are reacting to what's happening or to what somebody else is saying. So you kind of learn the right words and energy to use to create a emotional response from people.
Because I heard
I'm a bit of a manipulator.
Well, I heard Rush Limbaugh actually say that when he grew up, he was always in like a big table with his family and they always be screaming about politics and everything. And it kind of forced him to have an opinion and to be eloquent. Did you find that like in your family? Was it a boisterous? Well, you had like how many kids in the family? Is they eight?
Well, yeah. I mean, there were seven kids. You know, it wasn't always seven always around all the time, but you know, you're always the smallest by far. Like my next youngest sibling is 5 years older than me.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, you just have to learn to be loud and quick and get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess you don't 100% know. And I have pages of other questions, but last night I went on Facebook and I said, if you have any questions for Sean, and the people who wrote in have better questions than me. So I have to whip a couple of these off. Lindy Childrose said, are you glad to be back in country music? Which I think is a great question. You're back. You left.
Oh my gosh.
You tried another format off the in internet radio. Now you're back in terrestrial radio. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's been a journey over the last 5 years for sure.
No doubt.
But yeah, I mean, you know this as well as I do. Country music and country radio is a completely different animal than any other kind of radio.
Oh, so, absolutely.
You know, you're closer with the artists and I don't know, just the songs themselves. Like not only do I do 100.9 The Cat, but I also do afternoons on a station called Big Country. And that's out of Glens Falls. And it's 107.1. You can download the app. But that they're playing the music you and I used to play.
Right.
It's all like 90s.
Yeah.
And I love it. Huh. And every day I think to myself, boy, these songs all meant something. And you know, you're driving and you're listening to the song and you're like, wow, I do love my wife. Or, yeah, I do need to spend more time with my kids. Or, yeah, you know, whatever it is. They're songs that mean something rather than, you know, it seems like on, you know, AC radio, everything is a love song.
Right.
Okay.
But how many different formats? How many different formats have you done in your career? I mean, I wanted to actually go back to the beginning of your career. I mean, how many? You did country.
The first one I ever did was oldies.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Which was the first one I ever did, and ironically, I was 20, and I was doing oldies. So you know, 60s, you know, Beach Boys, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then I went to Fly 92. I did Top 40. Then I did Top 40 again at Electric 99. And then I went out to Arizona for a while and I did AC and Top 40. Then I think things really changed for me when I did rock, when I did like what is the equivalent of Pix 106 here in Albany. It's a whole different kind of, you know, when you're doing Top 40, especially back then, and being younger, and it was like, you know, Fly 92, show me about it. You're talking really fast, and you're trying to talk up, you know, intros to songs. And then when I did rock, it was like, oh, yeah, don't talk over that guitar. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? They don't want you to talk up the intro to, you know, a Led Zeppelin song. They want to hear the music.
They want to hear the music.
So
exactly.
Right. So you had to learn to, you know, talk and think in this, out of this sounds, in quietness. Mm-hmm. And that's what sort of taught me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
without
exactly.
Backgrounds or you know, music or sound effects. It was just very me, you, and quiet. And that sort of taught me how to have the delivery I think I have now. And then country, obviously, I've done that the most.
You've done it the most, right. You know, me, you, and quiet. I'm glad you just said that. I just got a text. What the heck? I told you. There's no way I can do this without some kind of interruption. I got to call somebody back.
Hello?
Bethany? The person chiming in here is Bethany Linderman. During my last 2 years of the show, they decided that the show needed a female presence, so she became the other co-host. Bethany did a great job. It morphed into the Sean, Richie, and Bethany show. And then, when I retired back in 2016... they changed the name to The Sean and Bethany Show on WGNA. We joined this conversation already in progress. So do you two want to make, you know, a little conversation? I'm just sitting here and, you know, listening in. Or Bethany, I want to know what you're doing now. We both want to know what you're doing now.
I thought this was about me.
Yeah. Well, we have special guests.
All of a sudden you get Bethany and you want to know what she's doing?
Well, don't you want to know what she's doing?
Yes, I do.
So you were on a radio station.
I believe that.
A radio station in Baltimore, and now you're in free agent status. So what's going on?
Yeah, I'm currently in a stage of reinvention.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like
that's all.
That's all.
That's all I have to offer.
All right, Bethany, thanks for calling. Next.
This is why I think that every time I watch Schitt's Creek and I watch the David character, I think about you, because that is something he would say. Not just the expressions and the way he talks, but he would say, currently, I'm in a state of reinvention.
Yeah, that's actually all that's happening. There's a rebirth going on in my life, and so that's what's happening.
Okay, no problem.
Wow.
So what was it like? Can we go backwards a little bit? Because this is my next very, very deep question. What was it like being thrown in with the two of us? Honestly, now that you look back on it.
It was fine. It was good.
What do you think is the best memory you've had of working with Sean? And me, but, you know, more Sean, because this is my interview with Sean.
Yeah, what's going on? Okay,
apparently, he called me up, Bethany, and he said, hey, I want to do a podcast in the top talent. I want you to be the guest. I want you to be the person. I'm like, great. And he called you, and now he's doing you as the guest. So,
top talent? Go ahead, say it. That's fine.
You got to figure, you're more talented. I get it. I get that.
All right, listen, I wasn't sure what this was all about.
Me neither.
I prepared something.
Okay, good.
But I wasn't sure if I should, I didn't know if this was like a roast.
Oh my gosh.
Or if I should prepare something that was like lovely to say. So I did both.
Okay, go ahead.
As long as you don't sing, I don't care.
And you got 2 minutes.
Okay, I didn't know if this was like a, oh, Sean is wonderful, let's talk about how great he is or not. Do you know what I mean?
Right, but I got to cut you off in 2 minutes, so go ahead, because I got this all timed out.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I think that for Sean, I think he challenged me a lot. And I think when we all work together, Richie, you'll probably agree with most of this, he taught me how to be a rebel and to know my own strength. And he taught me about people and to give people second chances. And that most people are complex and misunderstood. Do you agree with all this so far? And then,
I agree, but I got to tell you, I've changed since then, and now I don't give people second chances.
Is that right?
I don't trust people like I used to. I used to always trust people too much, but
you used to trust people more than I thought you should.
Yeah, you'd be like, Sean, this person's out to get us, and I'm like, no, they're not. They're just misunderstood.
But you were right about some people, you know?
Some. Richie was out to get us the whole time.
Yeah. Just passively, aggressively.
You were right.
He taught me to trust my gut and that things don't always have to be black and white. And he taught me to, about radio, a lot about radio. Like, authenticity is always the best way to go and to be your listener's best friend. And how to value that relationship. He also taught me, and so did you, Richie, that not everything has to be planned out all the time.
God knows.
But I still think that I like it when it is.
Well, you know, sadly, Bethany, I think that this is, Richie has planned this out quite a bit, and it's still falling apart.
I know.
Been
planning it for days.
So I guess my point is, just roll with it anyway, because it's going to fall apart no matter what.
Exactly, because it's technology.
You taught me that bosses aren't usually right, and it's okay to break the rules, and that you always sing over the song intro, but I don't think I like that.
I always do what?
Sing over the song intro and outro, but I don't think I like that.
Oh.
And also that once you were convinced that you liked me, you were my biggest fan, and that was lovely.
Yeah, because you two had your conflicts in the beginning. Actually, Sean and I had our conflicts in the beginning.
Well,
everybody in me has conflicts.
Yeah, what's the common denominator there?
Exactly.
It's me. No. Well, I hate to cut you off, Bethany, because I did tell you that, you know, I was going to keep everybody to 10 minutes.
He's got a bigger name on the other line.
No. Island. I'm just trying to move it along here because, you know. But thank you, Bethany.
I'll see my way. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. That was good.
Okay.
Oh, there's another. What? Who the hell's calling me now?
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Who do you think it is?
Is this Mary?
Take a wild guess.
Go ahead, Sean. Take a wild guess.
Keep talking.
You want me to keep talking? So you can figure out who it is?
Exactly.
This is your life.
You don't have it yet, do you?
Actually, sounds like Andrea.
I know. That happens a lot. It's not, but it happens all the time.
Okay. Now I know who it is.
Yeah. Now, there it is.
There it is.
It's the other Andrea.
It was like you were trying to trick me. You're like, guess who it is. Guess who it is. Can I guess now?
Okay, barging in again here. Our next caller was Sean's partner for a short while when he moved from WGNA to another station in town called B95. Meredith McNeil had been there, and they paired Sean up with her, and that became the morning show on B95. So, without further ado, here's Meredith.
Yeah. Hi, Meredith. Thanks for having me. Hi.
See, I can tell them apart, so.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Sure, you can. Yeah.
I was going to say, they both hate me with the same passion.
Yeah, I want to know.
That is not true. Yeah, do we? It's a love-hate. It's a love-hate all around. It's fine.
What was it like for you? Because you were on B95 way before Sean got on there. What was it like being thrown in with a new person like Sean?
I was super intimidated. I wasn't there very long. To begin, it had been a while before I was on, and then I was on by myself, so I was already nervous. Then they say, "Oh, you're gonna be on with Sean." I'm like, "Okay," so I'm freaking out even more. Day one, he walks in, we go on. It's probably not even like 10 seconds, and he's like, "Wait a second, why does it sound so weird?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what's happening right now?" I'm trying to be all like, "I know what I'm doing. I'm so professional." He's like, "Hold on a second, this does not sound right." Reaches across, like underneath, through the board, and was like, "Boop, that sounds better." And he's already like pressing buttons on my side, saying, "What is this? What does this sound like?" Like, I think we were on air, and it should have been a program, and I didn't even know. And he just interrupts when we're live on air and does this thing. I'm like, "Oh, okay, so this is how it's gonna go." That is day one in like first 10 seconds. True story.
Well, wait a minute. He did the same thing with me when I called him on the phone just now. When we started this, he said, "You don't sound good." And he was adjusting things. See, things don't change.
Right. Of course. Of course.
I think what she's talking about is breaking the fourth wall, like in TV. You know, it's just like, I will stop everything
right
on the air and just be like, well, nothing is right here. So we should
right
not doing this anymore.
But I didn't know that people did that. So I was like, okay, so this is what's happening. Like, I didn't know. So that's day one, first impression.
Professionals don't do that. That's the key.
Yeah. Or they're just okay with it.
I know what you're saying.
You were just fine with doing it.
I know what you're saying, because when I first worked with Sean, okay, I was always used to either doing a character or doing a song or doing a parody, but I never really got a chance mm-hmm. to expose, you know, not to expose myself, to show the real person. And he always said,
"That's a good show."
Yeah, that would cause all.
Yeah, that was Richard. That was Topless Tuesdays.
That would cause eye strain. You wouldn't want that. But yeah, but he kind of taught you to be real on the air, to be, you know, to show, like he said, the fourth wall.
Oh.
That,
yeah.
Is that what you felt?
Yeah.
And you weren't used to doing it. You were used to being.
That was exactly what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
no, I mean, I could be myself, but not in a way that I was like, oh, this is different.
Right. No, that's.
You think like if you made mistakes and you would just kind of like, oh, I would just kind of, you know, gloss over it and keep going. He's like, oh, no, I messed it up here, left it right. What am I doing? So now I, you know, I did something recently and I was, it's kind of in that Sean playbook. I always call it that. I'm like, I actually am just going to be real and saying, this doesn't sound right and something's messed up here. And then I fix it and then I just keep going and I own up to it now because that's what he did.
Now, do you miss radio? Tell everybody
what
you're doing now. We don't know. Do you know, Sean?
I'm on B95.5 again.
Yes.
I've returned to morning.
Mornings again.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I ran down the hall from Sean. I'll be like, hey, Sean, see you tomorrow. Yeah.
You're kidding. When did that happen?
Like 2 weeks ago. It's very new. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yes. Surprise. Yeah.
That's good.
Yep. So,
see how people don't know? People just don't know.
Yes. So I'm back on. That's what I'm doing now. I mean, I have other job and that job.
And what is your
she's
other
back
job?
Back on the Breakfast Club, but now she's with Chad O'Hara.
No kidding.
Yeah, Chad and I are on together.
Wow.
Yes.
So what is that like? Now you're thrown in with another person. Another new person. It's got to throw you off a little bit.
But I know. But like she and I were already friends, so it's kind of it's easy enough. But you know what I mean? It's just so it's not like, oh, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. You know what I mean? Like right. We're already friends, so it's good.
For you, it's got to be harder because you have been the host. For you to be moved over to a co-host position, does that frustrate you? See, I never was the host.
I'm really versatile, Richie, so I can do both. No, actually, it works out really nicely because I don't go there at 5:30 in the morning. I don't show up till 6.
Okay, so that's great.
I don't have to run the show, so I can just come in, do my thing, and if I have to, I know I can do and be the host if need be, but I don't feel that sense of control, like, I got to be over there. I feel it's more like, hey, if you need a day off, which I would, even like with Sean, like, dude, take a moment, just sit over there and I'll do it, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, I've been back into, I work for an engineering firm and I've been back since June.
Oh, okay. Any other questions for this fantastic guest before we move on? I hate to cut you off, but I have an agenda here. I have an agenda.
I know.
I hate to be rude, like one of those rude DJs. All right.
Meredith, he starts out and he's like, hey, I want to do a podcast and I want you as a guest to ask some questions. And then Stephanie calls and then you call. And I'm just listening. I'm listening to Richie interview former partners of mine. And I'm like, wow, this is fascinating.
Well, thank you, Meredith.
It's fine. I kind of love it. You're welcome.
I would rather be doing this than just about anything else. Anyway,
yeah.
So.
Good.
Richie, I think about it all the time, Richie. I owe you my my life, really. So
what?
I do anything for you.
You don't owe me. You owe me $20.
I mean,
I remember
listen, I never would have been if I am anything. I never would have been without you. So.
Oh, well, you're
that's for
I
sure.
I love that.
Well, the feeling.
And as much as I love Meredith and I love Bethany and I love Andrea and I love all these other people,
it's Richie.
Still to this day. Everybody would rather see me with you than anybody else on the planet.
Well,
than anybody.
It's legit.
It is the truth.
Well,
it is the truth. And even as former partners or whatever, there's something there that no one can touch. That is true. That's so nice. That is Bible. You know what I mean?
Really so nice.
I mean it. Yeah. From the bottom of my heart, I agree with him wholeheartedly. I love that he said that.
Well. And I love that he said that. No, I thank you very, very much. Both of you. Now you're making me cry and I can't do the thing. Sean, will you take over? Because now you got me all frustrated.
Yeah, just take over.
Thank you, Meredith.
All right, you're welcome.
All right.
Love you both.
Good luck on your new
thank
show
you.
There.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
That's very nice. And it is kind of strange when you really think about it, how the two of us were brought together. And I wanted to get Buzz Brindle to call in. Because really, he was kind of like a mastermind of this whole thing, wasn't he? Really?
Richie. I don't think you ought to do it that way. No, he was great. Yeah, no, he definitely was the reason that we got put together. Yeah,
he really was.
Yeah, I kind of knew it was going to happen though when I was doing nights and you would come in, and I don't know, there was something. You ever have those like. Things in life where you look back and you realize you had premonitions that you can't really explain. Maybe when you have them, you don't take them seriously. But I definitely knew beforehand. I knew that we were going to do that. So,
well, I remember distinctly.
I didn't know it was going
to
work out.
Do you remember I came to the Latham Circle Mall? I think we've talked about this before. I came there one night to pick something up. I left something in the studio and you were doing nights. And we actually had that conversation. We said to each other, wouldn't it be funny if they put the two of us together? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I do. It's
bizarre.
That was what my hope was, and it worked out.
It really, it definitely worked out. Now I got another buddy. Somebody else is calling in. Sean, I'm sorry. Sorry for all the interruptions. I really am.
Next up in our former cast of characters is Scott Reardon. Scott Reardon, well, it kind of explains when we talk what he did on the show. I won't blab on about that, but just to let you know, he was with us for several years, went to Baltimore, is now on a top morning show in Baltimore, but he explains all that, so we'll get right into it. Here's Scott.
Hello.
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 I don't
Hello?
Know.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Gosh.
It's 7:30 on a Sunday night. Who's calling?
I didn't know you were going to bring big stars into this.
Oh, yeah. I've taken this to the top. We haven't talked to this man in a very long time. He is a big radio icon now, but we got him. We got him for 10 minutes. The great Scott Reardon, ladies and gentlemen. Sean, it's Scott.
Hello, fellas.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Scott. How are you, man?
How are you?
Yeah, Scott is a super huge star in Baltimore, and their show is just ridiculously funny.
Now, Scott, what is the technical name? I looked it up. Is it Justin Scott and Spiegel in the Morning? Is that what it's called?
That is correct. That's what Justin Scott and Spiegel.
Why are you in the middle?
Still can't get top billing.
Yeah, why aren't you? Yeah. What happened there?
Listen, I've learned to put my ego aside. It's healthy. It's healthy to do, so I'm fine.
I noticed that because when
Scott,
you were
how to put your ego aside with us.
Well, Sean, I have proof that way back then, he had a big ego. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, how do you like me now?
No.
Producer of this dang morning show. Hey, Phillips, next time I want cream in my coffee. McMaster, quit sitting in my seat. How do you like me now?
Wow. Little Toby Keith parody.
Yeah, I dug that out of the archives. You do parodies there? Do you do that kind of... You guys doing any musical stuff there, or do you have anybody that you're possibly looking for, like a keyboard player?
Wait, come on, Vince, you got so much money in the bank. You're like you're a gazillionaire. What, are you still hustling?
Dory is sitting right next to me. She's going, no, we're not. No, we're not.
So, Scott, he's got to end this call soon because he's got to pick up an Uber passenger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right.
Constantly hustling.
So, Sean,
well, how is retirement, Phillips? Let's talk about you. Don't worry about me. I'm boring.
No, listen, we're talking about Sean here. But yeah, no, retirement is it's going
also
well.
Also boring.
Yeah. I think the pandemic gives everybody an opportunity to feel what it's like to be retired, home, nothing to do, right? Bored.
Yeah.
You know
no,
what I'm
you're
saying?
Right.
Yeah. How's your family doing?
I can't wait for retirement.
Yeah. How's your family doing, Scott? Your daughter?
She's great. Stella's great. Everything's great. Yeah, down here in Baltimore, doing the morning show. Things are good. Ratings are good. Everything's good. I can't. I got two good, great dudes that I work with, and we just have fun, and we're doing good things. So it's crazy.
How did you ever, Sean? Maybe you can tell me. How did he ever find us? I don't remember.
No, he went. Sean, do you remember? College. He was a college intern. He interned for Dick, I think. Right.
Oh
no! First you were over there with Pix.
Yeah, I was with Pix for a hot second, and then my final semester, I did a full time internship, which was like 40 hours a week. And Selena was my internship coordinator, and she was like, "Why don't you intern with the morning show, the GNA morning show?" And I was like, "Okay, what? Yeah, that sounds fun." And I just started interning with you guys, and You guys had just been put together, not too long before I got there. I was like there in the infancy of Sean and Richie.
Yes, and we're a huge part of it. You were a big part of it.
No, big part of it. And Sean was always fighting for a producer. Remember, it was kind of hard to, there was budget things and everything. But you finally became the producer.
Yeah, I interned for whatever, and then I graduated college, and you guys called me up and offered me the job, and I moved up there, and I was making $15,000 a year and living with two other dudes. But it was a blast, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
You were making that much?
Yeah, right.
Braggart. So what do you think you learned the most from Sean doing mornings? What do you think, and what do you think you learned the most from him? Because there's a lot to learn from him.
How to sleep on the floor, probably. That was a big one.
There's a proper way to do it. You gotta have the monitor, the station monitor, up to a certain level so that you can still sleep, but also hear when the song's running out.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
You hear when the song's running out. No, I mean, this was my first introduction to radio, so I learned so much from both of you guys. It was there for 6 years, and when I left, it was like, I don't know, I felt like I was ready. I felt like I had been, got a really good education just in all facets.
I love that when he went down there, he kind of took a lot of that stuff, and they were doing some of it too. But if you listen to their show now, it's not that dissimilar to what we were doing.
So stolen is what you're saying? Stolen material?
No, I'm just saying he took the ability to like just go, hey guys, let's just talk about this. Let's just be ourselves and let's just throw it out there. And if people like it, they like it.
No, but I can remember times where Sean was out. There was a couple times where you sat in the chair, Scott, and I looked at you and I went, my God, I don't know how he does it. He's good. He's really good. I always thought you were really, really good when you substituted. I think I have a tape of you one morning. We were together doing some stuff. But no, you always had the talent. And that's something to be said, really.
Yeah, well, thank you. But I just remember, a lot of the growing pains between you two guys. And Sean brought like a different style to the morning show. And, but you guys made it work. You figured each other out. And you did some really great stuff together. I mean, how many of those CDs and country fest concerts and everything? I mean, it was just, what is it? Where Was Stupid and this album.
I've listened to them recently. And it's hysterical because, first of all, you're being modest, which is nice. You were a super. It was really more John Ritchie and Scott.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
But if you listen to those CDs, we were doing things then that you could not do now.
No.
It would have gotten us in so much trouble today.
Right.
It's amazing that we got away with that stuff.
And I'm not playing a clip of it here.
No. But it's pretty good stuff. And those were really good times. I remember those times well.
Now, one more thing. Scott, are you on TV as well? Isn't there something you're doing like Justin Scott and Spiegel are not supposed to be on TV or something like that? Is that the name of it?
Yes. Justin Scott and Spiegel shouldn't be on TV. It's like a half hour television show. It's basically just our morning show kind of repurposed. Although it started that way because we have cameras in the studio and then we just record that. And then we were kind of repurposing the radio show for TV with highlights. But then as time has gone on, we've actually started to produce like original content for it. And it's the pole position of television. It is Saturday nights after Saturday Night Live. So I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or 1:30. We're up against Ron Popeil. We're up against the pillow guy. The pillow guy. What's that stuff that stops the leaks? Whatever the hell.
The best part of that is their ratings are in fourth. They're in fourth place. So.
But it's just Justin Spiegel shouldn't be on TV. And look, it's cool that our company has likes us enough to give us that opportunity. So, they say it's a great promotional tool because they sure as hell haven't paid us for it. So it's a promotional tool.
You're saying it's the same everywhere now. It's like, hey, do all of this extra stuff. And by the way, we're not going to pay you anymore. Yeah,
exactly.
But you're working. You're working.
Yeah. What we like to say amongst ourselves is, well, exposure doesn't pay the bills, so pony up.
That's right.
Well, it really depends on what kind of exposure it is.
Yeah. There's the legal kind.
Trust me, I'm thinking about an OnlyFans page, so I'll keep you posted. Yeah.
I know a couple of girls named Angel and Candy who would disagree with you there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got to cut you two off now. Well, no, I got to cut Scott off. I know. We should do it like a Zoom call. We can actually have a talk. But I have a schedule here.
Scott. Yeah, he's got a schedule. He's got more people to get on to my podcast. He has me as a guest and it's just everybody else.
It's because I ran out of questions at 7 o'clock. So you people are covering for me. That's what it is.
He wanted first to make a Bethany. Special for you. He's trying to make a special.
Thank you.
I know. First he had Bethany, then he had Meredith, now he had Scott, who's actually like doing better than me. And, I'm feeling great about this, Richie. This is awesome.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy your whatever you got going on.
When you go on the show, This Is Your Life, I'm not sure you're supposed to be crying at the end of the show. I don't know.
You're not supposed to feel awful.
Best of luck.
Oh, my God. That was my life.
All right, Scott.
All right.
Thank you.
Boys. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, there you have it. That concludes part one of the walk down memory lane from the Sean and Richie show over the years here in Albany, New York. Again, this may make no sense to you if you don't live in the Albany area, but hopefully the people who used to listen to the show will get a kick out of it. That's part one. Part two, we're going to talk with Jeff Levack, Lisa Spear, Casey Danton, the longest running intern in the history of radio, Benji Fido, or was it Fido? F-I-D-O. I think it was Fido. Benji Fido. No, it was Fido. Benji Fido. And Sean's wife, who is now his partner on the station that he's on now, Andrea McMaster. And we'll be talking to them next on
Top Talent.